So just in that passage from the first reading with King David having the census done to count his soldiers, his army, I mean, maybe we can think what is wrong with that. And then tying that to the gospel, the end of the gospel, their lack of faith, what we can see with David counting his military was trying to wage and gauge how strong he was and gain the advantage purely on his own human power and strength. So we can say it in a way, it shows a lack of faith in the providence and the power of God to work through him regardless of the number of men he had fighting for him. And so again, just as continuing this theme of faith, this complete and total surrender to the power and providence of God and trusting that he has what we need and he is enough. And so the people in Jesus' hometown, they had no faith, because we can say that they had a preconceived notion of who he is. They knew him, they knew his past, they knew where he came from. And so maybe we can reflect ourselves, the people in our lives, especially the ones that we might know bad things about from their past. Do we truly believe in the power of conversion? Or do we allow our preconceived notion to lock people into boxes? And then we freeze the power of God in our own lives because we're not open to that newness that his grace and that his love and his mercy brings. Let us pray for that grace of an open-mindedness to truly believe in the power of God, his sufficiency, his providence, that all things are possible, especially conversion of those with the most hardened hearts.